Then I got to ask you, Rick, which do you think is better, the Aretha Franklin or the Adele version of Rolling in the Deep?
Well, unfortunately, I think the Aretha Franklin version has been tampered with in the studio, because I've seen her sing it live and it's pretty bad. I normally would take Aretha Franklin over anybody, but I think she's really, you know, she's past her prime.
She might be, you know, but
the 45 is pretty good, but I've seen her sing it live and it's pretty sad.
I saw her Letterman performance, and at once I'm like, this is Aretha, and another one I'm like, no, this is old Aretha now.
Yeah, it's kind of like Peyton Manning in the second half of the season, you know, he wasn't Peyton Manning.
It still was. So.
Yeah. So I like the single, the studio version. I like that a lot. I still think I like Adele's version slightly better. I like Aretha's version. It's not like, you know, Respect, where I think she just knocked it out of the park versus Otis Redding. And even I Say a Little Prayer for You, which Dionne Warwick did a great job with, but then she just showed that there was a lot of space between doing a song really well and doing it great. But on this Rolling in the Deep, I'm not buying into it.
No, I know what you're talking about with Aretha. She does a cover that was originally done by Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings, Do Right Woman.
Yes.
And I heard that, and I'm like, okay. And then she just goes into it. I'm like, that's it. Okay. This is a good cover. I still get chills every time I hear her open the notes with The House That Jack Built, and she just drops the line. And I'm like, that's it. You know, bow to your queen.
Yeah, I love Aretha Franklin. She's one of the greatest singers of all time. But I just think that she's probably just reached her peak.